Now, you may or may not know that across the UK, from October the 30th, it's Get Online Week. It's encouraging for many people to find new ways to help people access the web and the internet and provide training and help.
It is, but what if it's really tricky to find a way to get an internet connection at all? Well, John Popham is an independent consultant specialising in the use of social media and the internet for social good. He's going on his own tour around the UK in the same week called Can't Get Online Week, highlighting the mostly rural communities that are struggling for access.
One of the biggest problems is that, certainly up until very recently, there has been no competition for connectivity in rural areas. Like we, you know, most of us have a choice of internet provider in the cities, but out in the country there is only one provider. That's the one that most people know and that's been there forever. The problem is that people's connectivity in rural areas is dependent on ancient copper cables. They're dependent on some very, very long copper cables in many areas. And those cables were not designed to carry internet signals in the first place. They struggle even in urban areas. And in rural areas, the further away you are from a telephone exchange, the weaker the internet signal will get, up to a point where some communities who can't get internet signals at all. Many of those communities suffer the double whammy of poor mobile phone signals as well.
So what are some of the solutions then? Because we quite often hear about rural communities heading to a different system, maybe something a bit like WiMAX, or indeed people setting up their own network out of complete frustration. But it's not always that easy if you're not technically inclined.
No, that's right. I think part of the issue is that some of the solutions out there are quite expensive. They're also sort of stopgap technologies, so people are making use of satellite. You know, there are some satellite connections which are actually fantastic these days, but unfortunately the critical mass, the take-up of them, isn't sufficient to drive down the price to make it viable for most people to use satellite. As you said, some people use WiMAX, but again, that's a technology which can be quite expensive to deploy. There also are communities which are biting the bullet, digging their own trenches and laying their own fibre. They can do that a lot cheaper than any of the established providers will do it, because we've got farmers digging their own fields, people digging up the school fields, digging up the verges of roads, that sort of thing. It's much cheaper if you dig in grass rather than on the road, and it's much cheaper if people do it for themselves rather than relying on external labour. But as you say, you need to know what you're doing. And I'm involved in a number of projects which are showing them how that sort of thing can be done.
So, of course, we all like surfing and talking to people around the world and discovering new bits of information via an internet connection. But are there specific benefits that would apply to a rural community especially?
I always think the irony is that the rural communities probably would benefit most from having good connectivity, but they're the ones that are least likely to have it. So you've got all those problems of distance and the fact that people have to travel so far for services or just to meet each other and all those sort of things. So people can use video conferencing, VoIP telephone services, all those sort of things to keep in touch and not have to travel so far. Increasingly these days, services are being delivered online. There are estimates around that people can save something like £500 or £600 a year just by being online and taking advantage of offers. You get into some of the serious things as well, like telehealth and telecare and services that can be delivered to enable people to stay in their own homes. I think that's particularly important for elderly people, disabled people, who, again, have that double whammy of having to travel long distances to access services. And I come across people all the time who tell me that the lack of broadband access is contributing to rural depopulation. That you've got young people moving away because they want to participate in the same life that everybody else does, and live their lives online like most young people do these days, and they're missing out on that. I hear stories about children who are unable to do their homework assignments because it involves working online, and people are not setting up businesses in rural areas because so many businesses these days depend on good connectivity. And if you can't get it, then you're not going to be setting up your business in a rural area. You'll be much rather be in a town.
So if we want to find out a bit more about what you're up to, where can we find you online, if we can get online?
Okay, if you can get online, certainly, at can'tgetonline.org.uk, and also have a Facebook page. Just search for Can't Get Online on Facebook, and please join the campaign there.